At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That's where you go to find out information about getting a golf lesson from me. I have two places I teach at. One in Paradise Valley, Arizona, right near Old Town Scottsdale, at my great studio there. And the second place is at The Golf Practice in Highland Park, Illinois. Great facility that I teach at when I'm in the Chicago area, and I'm both places. So if you're interested in getting better golf, this is a great time to do it. And you got two locations you can do it. You can also sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis at HaneyUniversity.com. All right, the big news. John Rahm signs with LIV. Rumor comes true. This has been rumored, boy, where there's smoke, there's fire. This has been rumored for weeks and weeks and weeks. Rumors have been out there. Then John Rahm dropped out of the TGL, that's a Tiger Rory Simulator Golf League that now has been delayed a year after the tent blew over in Florida. They literally built this tent, and that's where they're going to have this thing. I mean, I heard they were building this facility, and the next thing you know, they showed pictures. I guess they had a big storm come through Florida. You know, that happens in Florida. They got, you know, that's Florida. They got some storms. I mean, they put up a tent. It was like a circus tent. Thing blew over. Oh my God! And they decide they're going to delay it a year. But anyway, Rahm had dropped out of that and said it wasn't for him. Well, not, you know, a lot of people started speculating right then. Why is he dropping out of this? And then he didn't sign up for the American Express tournament on the PGA Tour, and people started thinking, well, this doesn't make sense. And you know, there's these rumors going, and then there's this article that came out, somebody saying that Phil Mickelson has told people that Rahm was you know, going to LIV, and he was a done deal. And then, you know, then everybody started kind of believing it, and it was all over the Twitter and the internet. And then, you know, some people in the corrupt golf media, well, they said, well, it's, you know, it's not a done deal. I talked to Rahm, or I talked to people associated with Rahm, and it's not a done deal. And of course, and they're crying in their soup. Now the corrupt golf media is crying in their soup. Oh my gosh. They are just, they're beside themselves. Oh my God. It's like doom and gloom. Oh, breaking news on SiriusXM, breaking news. Oh, good. Oh my God. All these guys that are just like ripped LIV to bits and talk about how bad it was and this and that. And they were just so sure. They were so sure they were going to win this game. And you know, even when the Live Golf Tour and the PGA Tour announced that they were going to have a merger or whatever they called it, and they were going to talk about this and negotiate, and the corrupt golf media kept talking about how that the PGA Tour was going to retain all. All say so and everything. They're gonna have total control. That's what they said. They're gonna have total control of the new venture that was gonna happen with LIV and the Public Investment Fund and the PGA Tour, and they're gonna have total control. You know, Monahan was still gonna run at the commissioner, and everything was gonna be. They were gonna have total control. Like seriously, I mean. Do you think that's how business works? Does anybody in their right mind think that's how business works? I mean, anybody. Like, find me somebody in their right mind that can tell you that is how business works. No, that is not how business works. You know, you don't put up $2 billion and you get no say-so. Like, who would do that? Like nobody would do that. That's who would do that. That was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard in my life. I mean, that is how naive the corrupt golf media is. They actually believed that. Okay. So then what happened was they went and the PGA Tour, you know, decided, you know, they didn't tell the players about the negotiations. And then all of a sudden they dropped this thing on them. Then all of a sudden the players all got together and they said, well, you know, whoa, you know, we're going to talk about this and we're going to do this. And then they say, you know, maybe there's some other people that would like to invest in it. And then we don't have to, you know, we don't have to be partners with Live Golf and the Public Investment Fund. And I'm sure they got a little nervous about the government too, because the government is, you know, hey, turning this whole thing over to Live Golf and to the Saudis and Public Investment Fund. And of course they know that when somebody puts in $2 billion, they got say so. I mean, absolutely. They got say so. They got all the say so is what they got. So maybe they got nervous about that. And they said, you know, maybe we do need somebody else to partner. Maybe we need to get some other investors too. And this will be more palatable for the government to approve this thing. And that could very well be. It probably is. That probably has something to do with it. But if you look at the Public Investment Fund and Yasser over there, who's running the Public Investment Fund, well, Yasser's probably saying, oh, you know, are these guys going to try and screw me? He's got his guard up. You know he's got his guard up against the PGA Tour, and you know what he's thinking? Are these guys gonna try to screw me? Because if they are, you know what? I better have another chip. I better have something that makes sure that they don't screw me. Now, it'd be pretty stupid to screw them, because if you screw these guys and you go around them and you X them out of the deal, the Public Investment Fund, they still got all the money. They're making money hand over fist. I mean, they just pump it right out of the ground. They got so much money they don't know what to do with it all. They might just say, screw you. We'll put you out of business. We'll steal every one of your players and you won't even have any. And then, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what public investment fund would invest in the PGA Tour if the Live Golf and the Public Investment Fund wasn't involved in it? Because wouldn't they be a little scared of, like, what am I investing in? I mean, what if these guys just go and steal all our players because we pissed them off by jumping ahead of them here? This move that they made to sign John Rahm is just so strategic. I mean, I feel like this Yasser just played them like a fiddle. I mean, he takes a player that's a huge, huge player. Now, I don't listen, there ain't anybody that's Tiger Woods. I talked about this on my podcast before. I mean, and none of these guys are true needle movers. But if you were going to pick a guy to take, Rahm's the one that they probably felt like was kind of available because, you know, he obviously doesn't like the fact. It's not hard to figure out. He doesn't like the fact that, you know, Rory's the whole spokesperson and, you know, he doesn't get any say-so in anything. Okay. Rahm's third best player in the world. He's been number one in the world. You know, Rory's ranked second. Rory hadn't won a major since 2014. John Rahm's won two majors, 11 tournaments on the PGA. John Rahm's a Hall of Famer. John Rahm's going to, you know, if you were a betting person and he said, okay, who's going to win more majors in their career, John Rahm or Roy? Roy McIlroy hadn't won one since 2014. I mean, I'd bet John Rahm. John Rahm's going to win majors. I mean, John Rahm's an incredible player. You know, John Rahm won four times last year. He won the Masters. And, you know, Scottie Scheffler, you know, won twice and he's number one in the world. I mean, John Rahm's the best player in the world. I don't care what the World Golf Rankings say. John Rahm's best player. They took the best player in the world. They signed him, and that is and now the PGA Tour has no. They got nothing they can do except include the public investment fund and Live Golf. They got to come to some deal. They got to come to some agreement. All these people in the Krupp Golf media said Live Golf was going away. Remember that? They all said that. Live Golf wasn't going away. When they announced that merger, they were pissed off about it. They were pissed off about it because they didn't because they hate Live Golf. But then they started getting all happy and they got all excited because this means the end of Live Golf, and they were all like so gleeful about this whole thing. That wasn't the end of Live Golf. There's no way that was it. This was Yasser. He said this is my baby. This isn't the end of Live Golf. And the tour said, we've agreed to look into the team concept. Well, you're going to look into it now. There ain't no doubt you're looking into it now, because what you're looking into now is you're looking into not having any players if you don't figure out how to. Do something these guys want to do, and you better figure it out pretty fast, because you got a few weeks to do it, because they were committed to doing something by the end of the year. They just signed a huge chip with John Rahm, and part of me was thinking, you know, what a great strategic move, and you know, it cost them $300 million or whatever they reportedly are paying John Rahm. Cost them $300 million, and maybe this is just a way for them to swing the negotiations in their favor, and that could very well be. But the other thought I had was that, you know, they had committed. They even said it. They said, okay, you know, we know that a lot of players turned down money for LIV, and the tour kind of screwed them. So, you know, if we're going to partner with the tour on this thing, we got to figure out a way to kind of take care of these players. So one of the players they were going to have to take care of was John Rahm. So whatever they're paying him, you know, the reports are $300 million or even more, up to $600 million. I'm believing more the $300 million part, but they were going to have to pay him anyways. They were going to have to figure out a way to take care of him. They're not taking care of everybody on the PGA Tour because they didn't sign with Liv, because not everybody got an offer. But I guarantee you, some of those guys did. Cantley, Xander Schauffele, they got offers. And those guys that turned it down, you know, some of them just flat turned down like great offers. And some guys turned it down because they got, you know, the tour scared the hell out of them. You know, they're probably going to end up having to take care of some of those. Well, they were going to have to take care of John Rahm anyways. So my thought is it it's not really cost them the $300 because they were probably going to have to give them $100 anyways. Just to, you know, hey, sorry, you turned it down and you stayed with us and we screwed you. So, you know, here's something to a little make good on the deal. So now they don't have to do that because they made John Rahm really good on this deal. And I said this weeks ago, if John Rahm turned down an offer like this, he would have been absolutely out of his mind. And even like now, even the corruptest of the golf media, the most corrupt of the golf media, even those guys. I heard somebody say, you know, one of the guys that said, oh, it's not a done deal yet. He said, don't believe everything you read. I read all that. Even these guys were saying, you know, oh man, you know, he had to take that deal. He had to take, yeah, because he did have to take that deal. How could he turn it down? And people say, and they start playing the clips. The corrupt golf media starts playing all the clips of John Rahm saying, you know, he didn't like the LIV and he didn't like the format and he didn't like this and he didn't like that. And you know, he didn't bash him, but he just said, it's not for me. You know, I want to win tournaments that mean something and da 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 da. And, but at the end of the day, what that meant, the translation on all that is, come on, be real about this, people. I mean, the translation was they hadn't got to my number yet. And when they got to his number, he couldn't turn it down. Because like he said in his interview on Fox, he has a family and... Yeah, I'm sure he had enough money to take care of his family forever, but $300 million, and that's ridiculous money. That's ridiculous money. And you know what? Who benefits on that? You know, John Rahm's never going to spend all that money. So that where's that money going to go? That money's going to go to his family. A lot of money's going to end up going to the U.S. government for taxes. The U.S. government had a good day. John Rahm signs for $300. They just made a big payday because they're going to collect all their taxes, and then you know charities are going to do good. I mean, I don't see how anybody could turn that down, and I don't see how it's you could in your right mind say. But people do the. You know, people say, oh, this will be his last Ryder Cup. I put the chance that this is John Rahm's last Ryder Cup somewhere around zero. John Rahm will play in a Ryder Cup again. You can absolutely take that to the bank. If they keep John Rahm out of the Ryder Cup, the European team does, that's the stupidest thing. That Peller guy or whatever his name is, the guy with the blue glasses, the commissioner over there, that whatever that thing's called, the DP World Tour, it's called a hanging on tour. If that guy doesn't let John Rahm play, he'll be looking for a new job. You can take that one to the bank right there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, Head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And even if he isn't, and he will be, but even if he isn't, you don't turn down $300 million so he can play in the Ryder Cup for free. Come on. To play in the Ryder Cup for free, you're going to turn down $300 million? Nobody's going to do that. He's going to play in the Ryder Cup. He's going to play in the majors. The majors will figure out some way, other way to let players in and qualify for their tournaments. If the official world golf ranking doesn't get their act together and give these guys some points, my God, they give Tiger's tournaments points. First tournament back, Tiger beats him. Tiger loses by 20 shots, moves up 430 spots or something on the world golf ranking. So it gets all these points for finishing 18th out of 20 players in a no-cut tournament. And they're saying that LIV Golf shouldn't get any points? I mean, geez, Louise. How unfair can you be? I mean, you know, there's fair and there's not fair. And that's just blatantly not fair. So this will change. Rahm will push them over the edge. And you know what? If they don't negotiate and come up with a good deal where they can all partner together and work this thing out, and they screw this Yasser guy, he'll just start okaying more checks. That's what he'll do. And he'll just take more players. And you know what? They're probably going to take some more players anyways. But I don't think they're really going to take him. I just think what's going to happen is, in my mind, what's going to happen is this whole thing's going to work out. I think everything's going to work out. And I think the LIV players are going to get to play on the PGA Tour. I don't think they want to play in that many events. Maybe they'll just play in a few events. And I think everything's going to come together some way or form or fashion. After all said and done, golf is going to be more of a worldwide event. It's going to grow. It's going to grow better, and it's going to grow bigger, and it's going to grow bigger worldwide. And that's what LIV's helping them do. And LIV, for all everybody dogging it, the fact of the matter is they've done pretty darn good for a startup deal. Now they got an endless pocketbook, which helps. But the good thing about LIV that I really like is, and I'm old. I mean, I'm 68 years old, but they're attracting a younger audience. It's an audience that the PGA Tour is not attracting. PGA Tour is for old people, you know, except for the Phoenix Open, which is the best tournament on the PGA Tour by a mile. That tournament is fantastic because it is a party galore, but the LIV is attracting a younger audience, and that's a good thing. There's a couple different products here. There's room for a couple different products. I think it's all going to work out fine, but I think John Rahm made a great move. I don't think he had any decision to make. And when they interviewed him on Fox, you know, he pretty much just said, you know what? And they asked, what about the format? You said you didn't like the format. He said, well, you know what? I realize I can't have everything. He didn't say this, but he's like, I realize I can't have everything. So if I'm going to take $300 million, I guess I'll have to live with that. And now he gave great answers to really hard questions. Brett Baer was asking him questions. They were hard questions. Rahm is a smart guy. He's a good talker. He's thoughtful. He's a great person. He's a phenomenal guy for the LIV to have signed, because he is very articulate and very smart, and he doesn't have enemies. I mean, people like John Rahm. He hadn't pissed a lot of people off, I think it was just a great move, and I think it's going to end up being a great move for everybody, because this is going to, like, the PGA Tour, I don't know if they can figure out what the hell they're doing. But this is going to force them to have to come to some agreement with the public investment fund. All the PGA Tour, you know, people that just, you know, love it, all their spokespeople, all their, you know, their people that are just so, you know, rah-rah PGA Tour, they're all doom and gloom on the Jon Rahm announcement. Doom and gloom. This is terrible for golf. This is terrible for the PGA Tour. I don't think so. I don't think it's terrible for the PGA Tour at all. I think it forces the PGA Tour to combine with the LIV and come to some kind of good agreement so that they can both coexist and they can work together and they can help one another. And in the end, it's going to be end up being really good for golf in general. I really, really believe that. I think that at the end of the day, and at the end of the day is not going to be, you know, tomorrow. It's gonna take a while for them to figure this whole thing out and figure out where they're going. But I think golf is gonna be better than it's ever been. I think professional golf is gonna be better than it's ever been. And I don't think this is doom and gloom. I think it's doom and gloom for the status quo. There's no doubt about that. But things needed to change, and now you know, we thought they were going to change with this merger, but we know they're going to change now that they took Jon Rahm, and they've also signaled that, you know what, he ain't the last one. We'll take more if we have to. We'll take more until you guys play nice and you play ball. And that's what they're gonna. And they probably aren't gonna have to take any more. I mean, that, you know, they may sign a couple more guys. They aren't gonna pay any more $300 million, but they may sign a couple more guys. But they don't need to. I mean, they're so far in the driver's seat. I mean, they are driving that bus. You know, PGA Tour might have thought they're driving the bus. They aren't driving the bus. LIV, Yasser's driving the bus. I mean, he got the biggest checkbook. And you got the biggest checkbook, you're driving the bus. That's the way it works. That's real life. This other stuff is fantasy land. Real life is you got the biggest checkbook, you're driving the bus. And at the end of the day, it's probably going to all work out just great. I think it's great, and I'm excited to see what happens next, because it's fun to watch. It's fun to talk about. And I think there's nothing but good things ahead. From the tour standpoint, you know, losing Rahm's a big deal. I mean, it's not like you lost Tiger Woods in his heyday. You lost a great player. He's a great player. There's no two ways about it. He's one of the best players. You know, and now it's not just, you know, they don't just have Koepka. They don't just have DJ. They don't just have Cameron Smith. I mean, they got Jon Rahm. You know, they got the Masters champion. That's a big get. You know, they took the Open champion from when Cam Smith went, and then they took the Masters champion. That's for real right there. That's what that is. That's not messing around. There's going to be more to come, more to talk about. Can't wait to do it. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. I'll have a lot more thoughts coming up in the following days. Hit the follow button on your iHeart radio app and follow my podcast if you haven't already done so. And remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you've got aches and pains, get some Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. It will help you out on the arthritis pain. It's absolutely fantastic. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.